Baby, be a good boy and come in here for a moment. We need to talk. Now. Look at you. You're standing there squirming like a cow, little boy. But I know what you really are. You aren't as innocent as you look. Of course you're blushing and burning with shame right now, but where's that sense of shame when you're left alone with my panty drawer, I imagine maybe you lost your sense of shame in there and root through my panties in order to find it. Is that right? Maybe that's what you look for when you stick your clumsy little hands in there. Honestly, darling, if you're going to make a mess in there, you might as well refold everything before you skulk off back to your room. Now, be a dear, and redirect your attention to my desk. Lo and behold, I have your current favorite pair right here. Yes, sweet boy. When Mistress finds that something of hers has been taken, she hunts around in all the right places until she gets it back. Look at it. Since you've decided independently that all of this is for your viewing pleasure, don't look away from it. Look at it, stupid. Seems your brain isn't spared any blood with that bulge growing in your pants. What makes it your favorite, then? Is it the black lace? The cute little red bow? Or is it something a little more X-rated? Maybe it's the silk lining underneath. The part that comes up so effortlessly between my thighs when I put it on. What do you think I should do with it, pet? Should I put it on right in front of you? Should I make you get on your hands and knees and crawl over here? Should I grab your face and plant your nose right where I'm softest? Should I make you beg to taste me, pet? You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd love to press your face against that thin strip of fabric that keeps you away from my cunt. To feel the slick wetness underneath you give ever so slightly under the pressure of your tongue. What do you think, my darling boy? You know what I think you deserve? I think you deserve nothing. You deserve none of that. It's for good boys only. And do you know what good boys do? Good boys keep their fucking hands to themselves. Good boys make sure that they're deserving of even thinking about their mistress's panty drawer, let alone stealing from it. Let alone actually believing that they won't get caught. But you aren't a good boy anymore, are you? No. You're a lying, dirty, little, panty-sniffing thief. And a startlingly poor one at that. Say it, place your hands on my desk, shoulders width apart, and say it to my face that you're a dirty, lying, panty-sniffing thief. Say it. That's right. You are. I'd ask you what you were thinking, but you don't think. Ever. All you do is follow wherever that silly little cock of yours points. No thought required, full steam ahead. Take it out. Why are you being so slow? I want to see it, so take it out. It's so painfully hard, isn't it? And it seems like the more I berate you, the harder it gets, huh? Maybe I can put this to you in a way you'll better understand, seeing as all you listen to is your cock. Stay right where you are and keep your legs spread open for me. I'm gonna stand behind you now. And when I put my hands on you, I want you to hold still. Or else, I'll have to spank you until you're crying. And we wouldn't want that. No, we wouldn't. You love it when I touch you like this, huh? When I wrap my fingers around your silly little cock and give it a friendly little squeeze, hello. The way you moan and arch against me, it tells me everything I need to know about you, about the way you think. Which is why you may want to move at this point, as my grip on your cock increases to the point where it probably hurts you pretty badly. But if you do that, if you move even a muscle, I will spank you until you are begging me to stop. And now that I have your full attention, I will make this clear to you one last time. Do not ever, ever put your hands where they don't belong again. Do I make myself perfectly clear? Good. Good boy. Now put your cock away. I don't care that it's hard. I never do. Pull your pants up like a big boy, that's right. And get the fuck out of my office. You're dismissed.